Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lakey, and how may I help you today?
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine, you?
I'm doing okay. I'm not really never really done this kind of thing, you know, like the surveys over the phone. So I was sitting up here the other night and I did the survey, and I thought that when I was looking at it, it said that I would be charged a shipping fee. And then I look at my Bank of America card and it's got charges of $104 and something. So I stayed on the phone like 1 hour and 42 minutes waiting for someone to answer. And then my phone call was dropped. So I called Bank of America about the charges and they said that I needed to try to get in touch with you all. I want those charges removed. They're still in the pending status. I can't afford anything like that. I didn't know. I really didn't understand.
All right, let me get it pulled up for you. What's your shipping
Okay.
zip code?
It's 21801.
You said what was it one more time? Okay,
21801.
I got it. I was making sure. All right, and what's
Okay.
your first and last name?
Cynthia Milligan.
Cynthia, what's your last name?
Milligan, Millign.
One second.
Okay.
What's your best contact phone number?
321-543-5912.
And how much did they bill you for? Because you're not pulling up for me.
I have one charge for $89.99 and one for $14.95.
Okay. Yeah, the only do you have the card? They billed you for some reason, yeah, it's not pulling
Yes.
you up. Yeah,
Because
give
it,
me.
yeah, I got it.
All right, yeah, give me the first six and then the last four.
Okay, the first four and the last four.
No, the first six and then the last four.
Okay, 552433 and then 8808.
That's not playing up. What was the product you said you ordered? What was it? You said a smartwatch?
It was a iPad. It was an iPad. Yeah, on my card, my card is you know, it was like you received this. I can tell you what it
I was say, yeah, what, yeah, because this number here, yeah, definitely is not for anything returning to an iPad. This would be for like a watch or,
said. And that's and well, you know, I know I'm dialed. Okay, so wait a minute, let me tell
No,
you.
you're fine. It's fine.
Hold on, I'm gonna tell you. Let me put you on. You can hear me. So when the thing, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
So when the thing came through to my phone, it says, Miss Cindy Cheeks 7, you bank, congratulations, you get a $90 promo reward. Get started, take this survey. And so I did. And but my card, because I got a divorce and my name, my billing address and everything is Cynthia Milligan, but the card is under Cynthia Cheeks, the card that they charged. Will that make a difference?
Yeah, I can. Let me check. Hold up one second. Let me put that in. What's
Okay.
the last name? The other name?
Cheeks, Cheeks.
And if the first name is still Cynthia. One second. Yeah, it's still not playing it up. I'm not. I'm you. And you said, what did it say in the email? It said,
It says, Miss Cindy Cheeks 7, that's me. Please confirm your Bank of America reward. Congratulations, you get a $90 promo reward. Your opinion is important. And then, you know, if I, like a few minutes ago, I went through the process so I could get the customer service number. I didn't go through, like, adding it again.
So where did and you get this number from, off your bill?
Off of, no, when I called Bank of America about these charges, they said I needed to call you all. So
okay.
I got the customer service number. I don't know whether I don't.
This is just not the right number. The number that you're calling would be, it's not anything pertaining to that email that you gave me. I'm not sure, you know, what that's for. This would be for, like, we sell diet pills, we sell facial.
Yeah, it's a whole lot of, you know, like,
yeah.
I'm looking at the surveys that people left, and they talked about pills, diet pills, losing weight, skin cream, and stuff like that. So, but when I took the survey, and all the survey, all the reviews are about stuff like that, stuff that you said. But wait a minute. Just give me a minute here. Okay. All right. So when I finished, I got myself into something, money coming out of my account, out of chance.
Better be careful.
You know, okay, this is what it says. It says, thank you for completing our survey. Please choose only one item. Supplies are limited. So then I just start scrolling up, and it's got watches and iPods, posture corrector, iPad, cheap apple cider vinegar gummies, some kind of vacuum, keto pills.
Oh, okay. This has a lot of stuff on there. Let's see.
Huh?
Yeah, but I'm just not sure why they put this number.
Skin care. And then down at the bottom, you know, after, you know, it's got all these different things, enhancement gummies, stuff for your feet.
Oh, okay.
Portable blender and juicer. And then it's got all these, so when I push that, it's a lot of different things that you can choose, but they're not all vitamins and stuff. They're watches. And so it says iPad Pro. It says your chance to get the new Pad Pro Magic keyboard, limited offer, shipping $295, cost zero, shipping and handling zero. And so when I hit claim, it came up, and then this customer service, I didn't go no further than that. And this customer service number came up, and that's when it says, congratulations, iPad 2022, you are today's winner. Congratulations. So then I put my, my shipping address in, and when I hit, when I hit my state, which is Maryland, it says, okay, and then when I hit that, that's when this customer service number came up, and I called it. Because it's definitely on my bill.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, see, the only chart for the number that you're calling, we do have, like I said, a lot of those products, but the charge would be like $49.97. You said your charge was for $104.
I got two charges. I got one for $89.99, and it says, and one for $14.95. And it says 888-262-3448, that number. And then it's got VT. IAB or something by some vitamins or something.
What's the last 4 digits of the number you called? Let me see if it's showing here.
On the number I just gave you?
Yeah, is that the number that you dialed?
Oh, 5912, my number?
No, the number that you called us on. What's the number that you dialed?
Oh, I dialed 855-474-4711.
Yeah, we don't have that number, so that's why you're not going to pull up. I'm not sure. I think they put the wrong number by your charge because we don't have that number, or we don't have any charge pertaining to what you have on your bill, so it's not going to pull up.
Some kind of fraud or something.
Probably so. Yeah, because when you sign up for this stuff, it goes to different companies, so it may, you have to understand, like, we do sell those products, so like you said, but for what you have, yours is just not pulling up, but maybe some other product, it may pull up for someone else, but it's not pulling up for you. So you need to tell them that you've called this number, we do not have an account for you, so, and you have to figure it out from there, because, yeah, it's definitely not pulling you up.
This is terrible, but this is the number it gave
and
me.
And that's the only number that
so
you
what,
got?
What number did I call then? Because
I'm not sure.
Dialed is what I said.
We just have a lot of different numbers for different products. Now, if you happen to give us a product, and you know, and then we can tell you what the number is, and we'll say, okay, we have that number. But, yeah, it's just, this is, we have, like, it's probably about 20 different numbers on here for different products that you that we sell.
Okay, so this number, like the number that they gave me for the product, nothing comes up for that?
No, yeah, we don't have that number, no, ma'am.
This is crazy.
I know. So did you get an email when you took the
What I did was I got this okay, I'll tell you what I did. Let me get out of that. So they had said at the end, contact them, and they gave me some different ways. Well, once I called and I stayed on a phone call, same message that I had today, you know, when I was on hold, same music, same everything, that I stayed on the phone an hour and 42 minutes, and then they hung up on me. But I sent them a message. The message, it went to, they sent me a message. It was from HTTPS. And it was jeepneylands.com, JEEPNEYLANDS.com. And so I emailed them back. And, you know, I just, you know, Jesus Christ. I mean, I don't know what to do. I mean, it's like I'm calling the number that's on the thing. I'm calling you. I shouldn't be calling you.
I know, it's not, yeah. And then you don't have another number, and then, like you said, your bank, see, they don't like to handle stuff like that because...
Well, this is the number that was at the end of the, you know...
The thing when you took it, you're right, that you would think that would be the right number, but trust me, it happens. People call in all the time, and they'll say, well, this is your number. I'm like, but we don't have anything for you. Like, it's not the right number. And they don't seem to understand that. I'm like, it goes through different companies, so, you know, it's probably, you know, through a third party, you see, so it could be for any company pertaining to, you know, however you took this survey. Most surveys are done through third parties.
Mm-hmm.
And they can put different numbers because they get different companies, so that means they just put the wrong number for you down. Yeah, for what you could sign up for. Because like I said, that number, for somebody else, it might be correct. It just depends on what you have, yeah. But you're definitely not pulling up anything, not for 14, and you said 89?
What?
Yes, ma'am, yeah.
What you said? What, 89.99 and 14.95?
Yeah, we only have charges for like 49.97, 19.99, 92.90, 91.89. We have charges for that, yeah. I'm sorry. Well, just tell them, look, say I call this number. They don't have anything for me. Just say, like, you know, I didn't know. I thought I was just paying the shipping. You know, I didn't know I was going to have to pay full price for that item. It said it was a free, you know, just pay the shipping. And like you said, and then they billed you for it. Tell them you didn't know. I mean, you just read me the information, too. And of course, I would think the same thing.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Well, you're so welcome. If you need to call us back, that's fine, but I'm sure you probably wouldn't need to since we can't help you, but just in case, maybe if your bank or somebody wants to verify. Okay. Yeah, tell them they can give us a call. We'll let them know, like you said, that, you know, it's not pulling up anything for you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support.